was pretty grotty, I think it's fair to say. Very grotty indeed. I just hope it stays like this now.
As soon as you hear the word underpass, you always get an impression that it's dull, it's dingy, and not welcome.
It was just really messy and not very nice.
Long thought to be the graffiti-ridden area, St. Stephen's Underpass has been given a new lease of life. On 29th April, art and design students and tutors from Norfolk Adult Education courses worked together to transform the appearance of St. Stephen's Underpass. This idea came to the course tutor, Nicola Naismith, as she walked home one day, and the posters feature a variety of images from abstract paintings to illustration, from photography to sculpture. Lily Saville is an art student who specializes in ceramics at Winsome Lodge for her foundation degree, and her artwork is produced in an abstract way with relation to ceramics.
So these are sort of watercolor studies, so they're quite, well, by their nature, really watery. It's a sort of pale blue background, and then I've just dotted a really dark black blue onto it, so it's sort of bled and it looks kind of streaky and kind of, it's meant to look like sort of trees and a sort of horizon, but a really abstract version. Well, these were me sort of exploring ways to interpret landscape in an abstract way, which I'll then recreate in glazes on a ceramic surface, so like within bowls and on tiles and stuff like that.
This underpass project forms a large part of the student work experience program. The course tutor, Nicola Naismith, said that this project is a good opportunity to develop the students' skills and teach them to prepare for their jobs in the future.
The students have learned a number of skills, so we've all done a site visit, so we've had a look, so that's important to think about the context that they're going to be working in. They've thought about who the partners need to be in a project like this. They've planned the health and safety very meticulously, done trial paste-ups. They've worked with the marketing team. They've actually produced the artwork as well, suitable for being reproduced at a large scale. So there's a whole host of skills that they can take forward, either into higher education, which quite a few of the students will go into, but also into opportunities for working for employers, but also on a self-employed basis.
This project has gained support from Margaret Wilkinson, Cabinet Member for Communities at Norfolk County Council.
You know, when we can support the students in adult education for whatever remit they're interested in, I always hope at the end of the day that it is helps them in the field that they're interested in and also helps them successfully gain employment.
For students, this exhibition is an opportunity to showcase their artwork in a work experience program. For commuters, it makes their way back home brighter and cheerful.
I've improved a lot in my practice since A-levels. I don't think I'd have been prepared for university after my A-levels, so this has helped me prepare to go on to university.
At the moment it's looking really nice, and it gives people something to look at when they go through something that otherwise is a place that you would otherwise hurry through.